I got in yesterday, didn't go to sleep till about 12 o'clock. Didn't get back to my hotel room till about 11:30. So it's been a long day so far.
Was that medical?
All the medical. They just had us at the hospital doing a regular old test and blood work, MRIs, and I had to do more testing today. So I had a labrum, so I really got MRIs to do.
Anything in particular?
Just my left shoulder, my labrum. That's been healthy for a whole season now and then some, so I'm really not too worried about it. So.
Any concern about your wrist?
Oh, my right wrist, I got those healed up over the season and been moving forward. They won't MRIs on them anyway, so got to get those checked up anyway. The NFL is taking every precaution and seeing what's wrong with me and making sure everything and making sure I'm fine before I start working out. I mean, it was frustrating, but leaving my guys was the hardest thing I had to do, deciding on doing. And it was a family decision. Me and my father and my mother sat down, and it was something that we all came together, and it was just ready. It was time for us to leave.
In between your junior and senior season, it seemed like you cleaned up on a lot of the personal penalties. You had a more consistent motor. What sort of changed for you in between those two seasons?
The game wasn't exciting as it was when I first got to Mizzou. I was a little trying to prove myself all the time. I started coming into my own as the years rolled on, and I lost a lot of weight. That's why I stayed consistent this season compared to last season. I was 315 last season.
What'd you weigh that day?
294.
315 the heaviest?
Yes.
What'd you measure in here, 294?
Yeah, 294.
And how about height?
So they got me a 6'2". I don't know about that one.
What do you think you are?
I'm about 6'3", 6'3 and a half.
When you finish the season, what's your weight?
Up and down. I don't like to stay there after the season. I like to stay, at a healthier weight, around 290, 285.
Are you best at three technique?
I'm the best at whatever position they need me to play.
What did you get to play the most in college?
Three tech and play stand-up a little bit, too. So that was a whole lot of fun. Motivated me a lot. Motivated me a lot. Jumping into the SEC brought a whole lot of offensive competition that I was ready for, and I wanted to prove that I was ready for it, and I flourished. So I did. I liked it. Loved it.
After going through the league, do you still think it's old man football?
Yeah. Handing the ball off, man. It was just old man football. Got to out of proportion. I told Coach Rick how he had a great team, and I didn't mean any disrespect after that game and other game, and I respected his team and great season. But when I said old man football, I meant old school football. It was just a joke back home after a post-game conference. So it is what it is. It was a joke still to this day, so I'm still laughing about it. And it was a good game between us and Georgia.
Sheldon, after that, you kind of didn't have as many opportunities with the media. What did you sort of learn from that as far as stuff getting blown out of proportion?
Oh, man, just watch what I say. They take a little bit of anything and make something out of it. And I'm still myself, so, I mean, I'm still having fun, even when I'm in the media today. So, still see a smile on my face.
And how do you feel if you compare to some of the other guys in this class, Star and Sheriff and guys like that?
Sharif and Star are real good D-tackles. I like the way I stand up to them and I stock up to them. I like my draft stock versus their draft stock. And I think it's all an even playing field for anybody. And it's splitting hairs, really. It's all what you're looking for and what you want for us, who you want on your team, basically, and if you like them in your private interviews.
What do you think you do best?
What I do best on the field? My play recognition and hustle. I think I'm the only D-tackle that's 30, 40 yards down the field, and guarding receivers and running backs, too, and routes. So, I mean, it didn't happen often, but I do a little extra every blue moon.
Is it true you return kicks?
Yes.
Punts or kicks?
Both.
How much did you weigh then?
About 260.
Nobody wanted to tackle?
I was rolling in. It was fun. It was all that was fun back in high school, playing slot receiver, quarterback, running back, fullback, tight end, linebacker, outside linebacker, safety. I played pretty much any position on the football field except corner and quarterback.
You miss getting your hands on the ball?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely, man. I miss catching the ball, man. I'm a different person with that ball in my hand. So you can watch film on me, too. It all shows. I mean, I don't want to get tackled. I deliver hits. I don't get hit. Not yet. I think I have a schedule with them later on today or tomorrow. And that's all I know is right over right now. I really haven't had too much to talk about with Kansas City.
I remember one of the reasons you picked
out of high school is because you wanted to be closer to home. How excited would you be if a 16th pick comes up and you're still on the board in the Rams?
I mean, man, that's something that I leave up to draft day. But if it does happen, I mean, that's a blessing to stay in my hometown, never leaving the state of Missouri playing football, so except when I went to junior college. But my major football is played in his home, and so be it, and I love it. Hopefully the town will embrace me, and I know probably know they will, so. It's been great. I seen T.J. Moore and Xavier Gooden. So we've been up here. Every time we see each other, we can sit down and talk for a brief moment. It's pretty much busy. For T.J., he was doing his workouts, and we were pretty much doing our medical stuff. So when T.J. get a moment and we'll see each other at dinner or lunch or something, he'll tell us what he did today, and we'll prepare for it and get our minds right for it. And Z Good has just been – he's been Z Good, man. That's one of the best guys I played with in football, period. So he's going to do good in the draft – in the draft and in the combine.
You were considered a national prospect in high school and then coming out of JUCO. How has that made it tough for you to get to this point, to live up to those expectations?
No. Not at all. I think I have been living up to those expectations. It pretty much has just been a little bit of extra. It took a while for me to get noticed. I still didn't, even though when I got my notoriety, it felt like I really didn't have it because I was from an inner city school and we didn't get a lot of publicity like that. So so when I did get it, I mean, it was just a happy experience for me, and I just had to prove everybody wrong because they still believe that inner city kids don't stand a chance coming out of St. Louis, and I'm a testament to that.
How in demand is somebody with your skills and size? And do you see yourself potentially as a top 10?
See myself as a top pick, not a top 10 pick. I mean, I don't come in this draft to be second to anyone. So if they see what they like, they will draft me, and I'm going to be myself at all times, and you're going to get a hell of a ball player.
He's got a chance to be a very high draft pick.
He's as quick as any big corner I've seen. This is the most talented corner in the entire draft.